Only in the MAGA Republican Party can there be a 69-year-old senator who makes a thinly veiled death threat against a 22-year-old girl and just gets away with it. It's swept under the rug. To break this down, I'm bringing in contributor Aria. If you guys are down for Mockler Media, for this to turn into a network where we punch back against MAGA, metaphorically, obviously, then drop a like, subscribe, and check this out.
Hey guys, my name is Aria. I'm going to be filling in for Adam tonight. And don't you guys just love when MAGA is infighting? Honestly, I don't. It gives me a little bit of cognitive dissonance because I'm not exactly sure whose side I'm supposed to be on. Initially, I see this headline. I see Steve Bannon ramps up attack on troublemaker Lindsey Graham, and I'm like, yes, Steve Bannon and me are finally on the same side. And then I realize Steve Bannon thinks that Lindsey Graham is a troublemaker because Lindsey Graham went to Ukraine. I think that Lindsey Graham is a troublemaker because he is calling for the death of a climate change activist. But we'll get into that in a second. First, Steve Bannon recently went on Real America News, one of the top-tier right-wing propaganda North Korean-style sites, had a lovely interview with propagandist. This is coming immediately after Lindsey Graham just returned from his trip to Ukraine, which was already pissing off conservatives so much, as seen by American Papa Bear.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you for
It's a very normal interaction, and this is actually exactly what foreign diplomacy is supposed to look like. It's supposed to look like bipartisanship. It's supposed to look like moderation. It's supposed to look like you have Republicans and Democrats on the same side, representing a united front to the outside world because we are one country. This is exactly what diplomacy is supposed to look like, but right now we're living in such an era of polarity that the Republicans are seeing this and taking it as a sign of betrayal. Well, why in the fuck is Lindsey Graham in Ukraine meeting with Zelensky? And now they're trying to blame Lindsey Graham for the surprise drone attacks that Ukraine successfully carried out on Russia.
Invade all over the world.
Dumb question, Steve, dumb question.
And you're seeing the reality.
What the hell is Lindsey Graham doing in Ukraine right now? I mean, there's absolutely zero reason for him to be there. He's counterproductive, unless he's with lining his pockets.
No, with a bill that is coming to the Senate that every other senator is working on, talking about cutting costs and maybe some things in there that should come out, maybe some other things in there that should be in there, but really dealing with the big, beautiful bill because President Trump's put him on the clock. He needs it by July 4th. He's over there stirring it up. This is why I say he should be arrested. Either cut his passport off so he can never come back to the country or arrest him. He's a troublemaker, and this now he's egging the deep state on and misleading the Ukrainian people that we're all in on this. Ukrainian people, particularly, I know the folks that watch this show and do clips in the Kiev Post that's over us every day, understand the American people don't support this, and we're not going to be there. We want to cut all the money off. We want to get out of there. The American people and the Russian people have no problem. We don't want to fight each other. We don't want to get into a big third world war with our ally from the Second World War that destroyed the helped us destroy the fascists and the Nazis. We don't want to do it. We're not going to do it.
Absolutely.
And Lindsey Graham's...
That is just like insane revisionist history. That is insane revisionist history. Russia was our allies in World War II, helping us fight against the fascists and ending the Okay, that's a very strange way to word the enemy of my enemy as my friend, but okay. Steve Bannon's whole issue with Lindsey Graham surrounding this trip to Ukraine was that Lindsey Graham wasn't placating Trump enough when he went over there. He wasn't being enough of a sycophant. He wasn't following enough of the Russian propaganda talking points that Putin told Trump to spew. And so I'm thinking, I'm getting excited, I'm getting happy, I'm like, wow, Republican senators are finally realizing the repercussions of their actions have real-life macro-level scales and that people are actually going to die and that the global world order is inevitably fucked. But no, that's actually not the case at all. Because there he is, just jokingly making fun of the fact that Israel has repeatedly bombed and gone after humanitarian aid ships and trucks. And he's just joking about the fact that Greta Thunberg, famous climate change activist, famous ukulele, can swim. Not only is it so insanely unhinged to even make that joke, no one told you to tweet this. No one was forcing you to comment on this. There was no reason for you to go out of your way to be so callous. But on top of that, like, what if she did die? What if the ship was attacked? It's not out of the realm of possibility. There was an open fire on an aid site just a couple of days after. But Lindsey Graham wasn't worried about any of that. He doesn't care about any of that because he doesn't see this as a real issue. He sees it as a way to own the libs. Oh my God, this is gonna piss off so many libtards on Twitter. They're gonna get so mad in my comments, and then they're gonna forget all about the fact that Steve Bannon just called for my arrest because I wasn't loyal enough to the God King. It's okay. It'll be okay. Greta burst into tears while addressing reporters over the weekend, sharing, "We are doing this because no matter what odds we are against, we have to keep trying." Taking a swipe at the potentially dangerous escapade, Trump ally Senator Graham shared in a tongue-in-cheek post for the message for the Voyagers, "Hope Greta and her friends can swim." The flotilla includes aid workers, supplies, activists, and documentarians hoping to break through Israeli defenses that have been patrolling the coast. A sitting United States senator threatening a convoy full of nonviolent activists, including Greta Thunberg, with a bombing. It's difficult to describe how sociopathic, unhinged, and criminal some of the pro-Israel folks have become. Another user wrote, "Why is a 69-year-old US senator joking about the drowning of a 22-year-old Swedish activist? Is this where American politics are now?" Unfortunately, yes. Because of how divided we are as a country, there is a level of dehumanization from one side to the other. But it is so magnitudinally worse on the right, okay? Yeah, maybe people on the left will call conservatives racist and sexist and bigots, maybe when they don't always deserve it. Get over it. You're death threatening us. You are repeatedly escalating every situation to make it so that this violent rhetoric is normalized, which is the Trump playbook. Because when you say, you know, lock her up enough times, and then you actually start arresting Democratic officials, no one thinks twice because you've been saying lock her up all this time. When you say fight like hell, and then you end up getting an insurrection on the Capitol, no one's surprised because you incited that and because you fostered that and because you led to that. So now when we have a political climate where US senators, grown old men that are going to die in the next couple of decades, are threatening children who have to stay on Earth for the next 80 plus years for caring about issues that affect us, I'm sorry. It's a disgrace. We need to be expecting more from our representatives because we are the ones that elected them in and we are the ones that are able to vote them out. Their job is to represent us. We are the constituents. We hold the power. And so Lindsey Graham, I pray that you are voted out. I hope and pray that all of the Macedonians that hate you for going to Ukraine and not following Donald Trump's foreign agenda, I hope they all vote you out. And I hope that every independent that voted Republican because they were a little scared of the culture war realizes that it's not worth it for the amount of violence and hatred that this side spews, okay? It's just not. This is insanity. And it's disappointing coming from our officials. And just to make you laugh, here's a little, change his full head to a pig. This is Lindsey Graham as I know and see him. All right. Thank you guys for watching. I hope you have a great night. If you like this video, make sure to drop a like, subscribe, comment down below, let me know what you guys think. And if you want to see more of me, you can find my channel linked in the description box down below. Have a lovely day.